Okay, today is Daf Nun Vav. We're on Nun Hey Amid Beis, second line from the bottom. Today's Daf is sponsored by Barrel and Sherry Daf, Leila Mishnah, Yitzhak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Also sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. George and Sadie Freud, Leila Mishmas, Zev, Ben Aaron Mordechai, Shama Shadavalia. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. This doesn't really have anything to do with what we said before yesterday. It's just a random thing. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Ein chayav et mishum tuma. You're not chayav for stepping foot on the Har Habayit when you are tamei, which by the way is an iser kari. Ella al orech mea v'shmonim v'sheva, al roch of mea v'shloshim v'chamesh. 187 by 135. The area of 187 by 135. That is the area where a tamei mace is not allowed to go. That's considered the machne shechina. Look at Rashi. What? We'll get to that in a second. The Rashi starts on the bottom of Amud Beis. Hanechnas tamei laharabayis. If a tamei person enters harabayis, ein achayiv ela im ki nichnas l'toch hekif chalal hazara. You're only over if you enter the azara. The who, and that is orech kuf peizayin aroch of kuf lamed hei. 187 by 135. Kidit nan b'metesas mido. Like it says, l'me'ute hanichnat l'lishkot habeniros chutala. This excludes all the rooms on the sides of the Beit HaMikdash. Ha'upesuchot l'tocho. And they open up into the Beit HaMikdash grounds. They're not, a Tamei person goes into one of those rooms, he's not chayav karet. Even though the entrances are, some of them have two entrances. They have one entrance in the hole, one entrance going into the Beit HaMikdash. You're not chayav for that. Shlonis gadshu b'kedushas azara. They were not miskadesh with the kedusha of the azara, the shirei mincha, with the requirements in order to be kadesh to azara. What did that entail? That entailed the shirei mincha, shir shal pikaim, the kapitel tehillim of Yoshev b'seiter. Remember we learned that? Or v'tomim, shemakdisha b'eres azara, u'b'halicha savit kabrinim b'shavuim. Where does this 187 by 135 begin? The 187 begins by the Shar Nikinor, which is after the Ezras Nashim. Fascinating. A Tamei person is allowed to go into the Ezras Nashim. They're just not allowed to go past the Ezras Nashim. What? Tamei me. Here you are. This is the area you're not allowed to go. By the Shar Nikinor, took you into the Ezras Yisrael, took you to the Ezras Kahanim, Beah. This area, nobody was allowed to go unless you had to be there. You were going into the building, then behind the Kodesh, Kodesh Kedashim, then behind. This is 187 amos. The width was 130. I don't know. It's called Achorei HaKodesh Kedashim right there. Behind the Kodesh Kedashim was 11 amos. Can't go there either. That is the area 187 by 135, which is not even the Ezras Nashim. Right? Which over here. Right? Ezras Nashim was over here. Ezras Nashim was here. Why it's called Ezras Nashim? Because even Nashim are allowed to be there. That was only for Nashim, but Nashim were allowed, they were upstairs. There was a balcony for the Nashim. Right? Now, here, anywhere else on the Harabayas, a Tamei Mace is allowed to go. Which is what we hold like that today. Right? So that brings up the whole discussion about going up to Harabayas today. No. The problem is a Zog. Pesach held that everybody's a suffix dog. The people go up there. From people. Shomer Torah Mitzvahs go up there. I'm just talking about, stop. Serious people go up there. Very serious people. What the heter is? Because they're not Tamei Mace. I'm sorry. They're Tamei Mace. True. But that's all they are. So it doesn't bar you. From going up to certain places. Wherever they go. They can go to the Ezras Nashim. They can go up to the Shar Nikinor. As a matter of fact, the Gemara is going to say, I don't know whether they shouldn't or not. Though. So we did have a Zera. There was something called the Chael, which was some outer wall. So we did have a Zera that maybe some people shouldn't go past the Chael. Goyim weren't allowed to go past the Chael. Right. 100%. Sorig, right. That's a Xerah D'Rabbanan. If a Tomei made someone pass the Sorig, he was not Chayav Karet. It's Xerah D'Rabbanan. Still, that's still something. Where? From Mizmana Beis HaMikdash. Oh, Herod thought it could be. Fine, that could be. They could have soldiers all they want. There's no courage. We're talking about courage now. I have to enforce the Xerah D'Rabbanan. Fine, it's still not courage. Rabbanan can't give you courage. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Nachman. Kol HaZara. We've learned this already. Kol HaZara. Hayakuf Pei Zayinav Kurochav Kuf Lam Hei. 187 by 135. That's the area that we're going to have in a few minutes. Oh, we'll get to it in a few minutes. Amalei Hachama Amalei Abba. So he says, well, my father told me, Abba told me, the question who that is, Kigon Zeh. For example, this. What's this? How does the article translate the word Kigon Zeh? What does it say? With regard to this area. Which area? Inside the Azara Mistama. Right? Kahanim Nichnasim L'sham. Kahanim are allowed to go there. V'ochlin sham kachay kachim. Eat kachay kachim. V'shachdin sham kachay kalim. You can check kachay kalim there. Why? Because kachay kalim can be checked in the entire Azara. V'chayav mishum tuma. And you chayav a tuma. Right? Isn't that a little repetitive? So, l'mute mai. What are we excluding by saying that? What are we excluding? Ilem l'mute chalonos. You want to exclude the windows? Right, you have a window. So in those days, the window was a recession into the wall. So what about that recession area? I understand. So it's a chaylo. Dalsos, doorways, ove hachoma, the thickness of the wall. Is that in or is that out? Right? So Tanina, we know that. That's old news. Chalonos v'ove hachomo kilif nim. It's all considered the inside, except for the entranceway of the Shar Nicanor. Because the Torah had to put his toes and his thumbs, right? So that did not, the thickness was not toes. Every other entranceway it was. The Elawat, l'me'ute lishkos, to exclude the rooms, all these rooms that was surrounding the Harabayat. Chambers surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. A room that is it. So what about those rooms? E binuyos b'chol o psuchos l'kodesh. If they are built in chol, officially they're chol. But, however, the doorways go into the Azara. So what's the status of those rooms? Hatnan, we learned. Token kodesh. The kodesh inside. We learned that already. So the Gemara says, no. That's only Midrabanan. Midrabanan, we gave those rooms the status of Kodesh. The Tamei person went into one of those rooms, is he Chayav Karet? No. Why? Because only Kodesh Midrabanan. No Karet Midrabanan. It's only Kodesh Midrabanan. Oh, Daraisa low? What, Midrabanan, you're not? Ba'atanya, Lishkos Benuyos B'chol. They gave a Lishka built in the Chol, Upsuchos L'Kodesh, and the entranceways in the Kodesh. How do I know that a Kohen is allowed to eat there? Kachay Kachim. B'shiyari Mincha. And Shiyari Mincha, which is the status of Kachay Kachim. How do I know that? Talmud Lomar, B'chatzar, Oel, Moed, Yochlena. The Pasuk. HaTorah, Ribza, Chatzeros, Harbe, Eitzel, Achila, Achat. So how on earth can a Kohen eat Kachay Kachim in there if it doesn't have the status of Kedushim in HaTorah? How could that be? As Rashi says, no, I'm not sorry. Amar Rava answers, La'achila shayni. Right. Regarding eating, it has the status of kachay kachim. There's a kachim. The tame person goes in there. Is there any tuma?
No.
Okay? It's a split. How can the beef is a split? There's a kachim. It's kachim for eating, but it's not kodesh for tumah people. But they're better, they made it the same. Abolinian tumah low? Again, Tum, it's not true. Not Kodesh. Vatanya. You have a bride that says like this. Lish, what? Lishkos habinuyot b'chol. If a lishka is built in the chol, upsuchos l'kodesh, and it opens up into the kodesh, kahan, right? Kahanim nichnasim sham. The kahanim can go there. V'ochlin sham kachay kachim. E kachay kachim. Now the next line is going to be very difficult. V'ein shochtin sham kachay kalim. But you can't shech kachay kalim there. Why can't you shech kachay kalim there? We assume the reason you can't shech kachay kalim there is because it's not the azara. It's only kodesh for eating. Right? However, v'chayavim mishum tuma. The chayav karis if a tamei person goes there. Now that doesn't make any sense. Now let's see Rashi. Since No, I'm reading the wrong Rashi. I'm sorry. Forget it. Chayav mishum tuma. What? Last big line of Rashi? I don't read every Rashi. Which Rashi am I reading here? No. Right. So the Gemara says, so what's our question? Our question is, how could you have a place where you're allowed to eat there kachay kachim, you get karis if a Italian person goes there, but you can't get kachay kalim there? Why? I don't think any kind of place is there. What? L'me'ute tzadei tzadin, he says. One minute. Lava Marta, aren't we talking about Ein Shochtin? Doesn't it say you can't get kachay kalim? It does say that. You know what? Tani Nami changed the brisa to say, Ein Chayavin. You're not Chayav Kare. That makes sense. It doesn't have the status of Dazara. Therefore, no Shechita can take place in there. Therefore, no Tuma. Eating? But eating is different. Eating is different. Okay? Now, Bishloma, Ein Shochtin, Be'inan, Kenegat, Pesach, Veleka. That makes sense. If you hold what? Everyone, if you hold that I have to shech the animal, kineged haPesach, that's why I can't shech it in one of the rooms. It's not kineged haPesach. Why is it not kineged haPesach? For Rashi says it's tzidei tzadin, it's too far away. Ella, ein chayavin, Amai. Why is that not chayav karet? Why not? What's that's not kodesh? Same question we've been asking the whole day. Not kodesh? It is. So there's an old time echad according to you that says what? That the reason why you can't just cut a column in there is because it's too far away? It's not true. Ain't shochtin? Milo is giving because shechit the kineged haPesach? Don't you have, I said this yesterday, don't you have the opening of the room of the base chalifos where they kept the knives, as we said yesterday in the picture I'll show you again? That room, the ulam was a long entranceway, right? A long entrance of the ulam. At the corner of it was a room. And the room had a break in the wall. The room had a break in the wall diagonally. Why did it have a break in the wall diagonally? To make this entire area kineged haPesach. Does it have to be right in front of the entrance? Not only right in front. Any way you do it, it's considered right in front. Even if you're in one of the rooms. Consider right in front. So no matter what, no matter how you slice it, there's no reason why you can't shech kachay kalim in one of the rooms. There's no reason why not. And by the way, why? But what are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's not true. So they, so right. The Rashi said, and Tosfos talk, they talk about it. That I'll read you what the Tahiris HaKodesh says. He says that Af al pi, even though Shim Shochet so Hazara, if you shechted somewhere in the Hazara, Af in Eno Kineged Pitzchei Beis HaChalifos, even if it wasn't Kineged that doorway, Shchitaso Hashchita Ksheva, still good. Why? Hainu Mishum Shu Yochel Al Kolponim Lahabit Elafetam. At least you can see it. All you have to do is see it. Omnam Hashochet Pesoch Halishkos, but if you're in one of the rooms, Im Ein Pesach Halishka Bechuvin Kineged Pesach Beis HaChalifos, if the room wasn't Kineged that, Ein Lo Yochel Liras as Pesach Beis HaChalifos Klal. Me'achar Mechitza Halishka as Makifas Ozo. It blocked it. So therefore, the Eleka, Lamai Istrach, right? If the entrance, if you can't do Shechita in one of the Lishkos because it's too far away, then you can't do Shechita anywhere where you can't see the Pesach. In other words, Eleka Lamai Yitzchak, right? Eleka Lamai Yitzchak. If not, right? If the Shechit is not Kineged HaPesach, why would the Brisa have mentioned that? Why? That has nothing to do with the Lishka. That has to do with the fact that you can't see the Pesach. Ella, therefore, for sure, Afag Aftika Shechit Kineged HaPesach. Ella, afagav to kashachit kineged haPesach. Tony, 1 minute. Ella, afagav to kashachit kineged haPesach. Tony, ein shachetin below kaddish. Tony nami ein chayavin. Right. And therefore, that would be the answer to the question. El Afagav, one second. So confusing over here. Let's go back. Bishloma Ein Shochetin Beina Kineged HaPesach Veleka. It makes sense if you have Ein Shochetin Beina, you still have to have Neged HaPesach. El Ein Chayav and Amai. Why are you not Chayav Kari? Why is that not considered Kodesh? Answers the Gemara Ul Taimik. And according to you, that says what? Right? That the reason why you can't check the carbon is not because you're in and out of Kodesh place. That's not the reason. The reason is because you're too far away from the Pesach. Ein shochetin milo askinim tika shchita kineged haPesach. Aren't you kineged the Pesach? Aren't you at least kineged the Pesach? But the Pesach halifos all things open. Aren't you? Can't you at least see it? The leka. Because if you don't say that, l'may istra. What are you telling me? Can't check the animal where it's not near the Pesach? We know that already. Ella, rather, even though you can check it. Kineged HaPesach, Tony. Why? Because it is considered Kineged HaPesach. Ein Shachetin, do you know why you can't check it? You should look Kaddish. Because it's not holy. Of course those rooms are good. Why are those rooms good? They're good because we opened up the areas and seeing it is enough. If you're in the room that you can see it, you can see it. You know why you can't check such a column in there? It's not Kodesh. Therefore, Taninami, Ein Chayavin Lachila. Taninami, I'm sorry, Ein Chayavin. You're not Chayav Kares. Why are you not Chayav Kares? Because it's not Kodesh. Eating? Why could you eat there? That's a separate thing. Separate because there is a cost of bed eating. So, now, one more thing. Ulachila, Lo Be'inan, Kineged HaPesach? What? Eating doesn't have to be. We don't require eating Kineged HaPesach. The answer is we do not require that. This was a brisa yesterday that we said that when you eat kachim, it has to be Kineged HaPesach. That's simply not true. And we're going to remove it from the brisa. But Tanya, Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Pishpashin Hoi Beit HaChalifos, there were two openings in the rooms with the knives. Gavo and Shmona, 8 amas tall. Kedei lahakshir et hazar la'achil kachim, l'shchit et kachim, to permit eating it? which the point is, it doesn't have to be v'dafka k'neged ha-pesach, amar ravina, sama, sami, mikan achila. You're right. Remove that line from the bracha. It's incorrect. In the ulam, but you probably cannot chest it in the ulam. No, we're talking one of the side rooms. What? Maybe you can chest it in the ulam, I don't know. The walls of the ulam also had rooms. He's right. The walls of the ulam had, we're not talking about those rooms. We're talking about the rooms on the side of the Beit HaMikdash. Half the room is not in the Beit HaMikdash grounds. Outside the Beit HaMikdash grounds. See what says Beit HaMoked? Number 41. You see that room? That room, half of that room is not even Kodesh. So can you shecht in that room? No. If a Tomei person goes in the room, is he Tomei? No. He's Tomei. I'm thinking, is he Kachayev Karet? No. Can he catch him in there? Yeah. Why? For Torah says. They learned it out of a pasuk. That's the room we're talking about. Right. No, the room at the edge of the ulam. You see there's an open space in the ulam? That open space made that the entire Azara now is considered K'neged HaPesach. Even though it's not really K'neged HaPesach. Okay. I Boksiv, Bishlu. What? I think so. There's a child that they raised. What about eating it inside? What about eating? Can you eat the kashrut in the heichal? In the heichal. I love the menorah. I'm going to take my food and I'll sit next to the menorah and eat it over there. Can you do that? As someone said before in the morning. What if it was raining? Will they eat outside? So they talk about that case. They talk about Bechanako and the whole thing was tameh. Were they allowed to eat inside? Is that considered an available area? So that's a child. I don't know the answer. Yes, I don't know. We're going to get to that later, tomorrow, I think. I book Siv, but it says, Bishlu et habasar pesach ol moed v'sham tochlu oto. It says, by the biluim, that the taka ate the carbono right in front of the pesach. So the Gemara says, well, kachi shoshayini. Well, that was the one time in history. Oops. Yeah. Next. I know. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdini. How do you know that dam is puzzle with shkiyat hachama? What does that mean? That means Monday. Shechting carbon Monday. Today, shki is 4:42. 4:41. But it's 4:41. So 4:41 is you can no longer shech. You can no longer sprinkle the dam. 4:41 today. The day that you shech the carbon, you have to sprinkle the dam. I'm not talking about eating. Dam. Right, you can't sprinkle the dam later. You got to do it the same day you check the carbon. It's olive base. Right? Yes. Shenemar, v'yom ha'pivu ha'zivcho, yochal, v'yom sh'atza zaveya, atza makriv, v'yom sh'iatza zaveya, iatza makriv. Rashi, last Rashi, hachi garcin and love a cool suga, kach matzati muga. You know what muga means? Edited, exactly. They buy on eBay sometimes, they have the Chafetz Chaim wrote the word Muga in his own handwriting. Sometimes they find that in auction. He went to pay for it, he said it's a mistake. So we see the Chafetz Chaim's own handwriting wrote Muga. Right? That's what it means corrected. Right? He's giving you the stand, I corrected the mistake. Fascinating. You know? Anyway, Bachi Pirusha. Here's the pshat. The Yomi Krivu Azivcho, the day you shech the car for Monday, Shetehe hakrava v'zvicha b'yom echad. The hakrava and the zvicha has got to be on the same day. V'lo mahanyule, listen to this. V'lo mahanyule halana l'berosh ha-mizbeach l'achshurei zrika l'machar. Don't think, says Rashi, that if I put the dam up on the mizbeach and I leave it there overnight, that somehow there's no iser and then I can sprinkle the dam on Tuesday. No way. Right, now, we all know the famous Shita HaTosfot that 441, according to Tosfot, has absolutely no halachic significance. And on a Friday, if 441 is when Shabbos begins, and you have to light candles before 441, because if you don't, you're going to be Mechal Shabbat, because it's a Suffolk for Shabbat. According to Tosfos, that has no significance. You can keep on driving your car for at least another 50 minutes, for sure. At least another 50 minutes. Right? And nobody holds like that today. Although there was a time in history where people were not Mechal Shabbat until 50 minutes after we are today. Because? 5-0. Because they held like a man at the top. And they were entitled to do that. I understand. But it's a Svachlokes. There's no Psak. And if you want to hold like the Mekilim, you can. The Mishnah Berurah says not to do that because it's a Suffolk Doraisa. And we try not to play with Suffolk Doraisa. Right? We try not to do that. Yeah. I understand. I'm talking. I'm getting there. Nobody paskins today. It's not at that nobody will drive a car 45 minutes after lift engine time. Although at one point in history they did, but today nobody does. Not in America. Not in Israel. Nobody. As far as I know, nobody. There might be a few yechidim out there that still do. It's very, very, very small minority. Virtually nobody. However, Tosfos does say here, in this big Tosfos, that Tosfos acknowledges that 441 has a lot of significance. Regarding what? Tosfos says, that's the beginning of Shkia. What is it, a lot of significance? Not really anything, just to say, we're getting to the time where the Suffolk is going to be coming. When, according to him, is that Suffolk? That Suffolk is at the end of Shkia. He holds that when we hold 441, it's not Lila for another 72 minutes, The last 18 or so minutes of those 72 minutes, that's the Suffolk. That's when there's a Suffolk. However, I believe Tosfos here said, but I agree with everybody else regarding the Dam. I agree that the Dam can't be sprinkled after the first Shkia. Regarding everything else, I don't hold like that. Right? For example, a controversial one is davening mincha. The Mishnah Berurah says, nobody likes to hear this Mishnah Berurah, it's better to daven b'yechidus than to daven with a minion after shkia. Nobody wants to hear that one. Mishnah Berurah says that in black and white. Better to daven b'yechidus if you can't get a minion. If you can get a minion, go to a minion. But if you ran out of time, and the only minion they have is going to be after shkia, and shkia is in 5 minutes, the Mishnah Berurah paskin, daven mincha b'yechidus. Why? Because it's a suffix. Mincha is not a daraisa. What is it? Stop. Right? Better, right? Well, don't play around. Don't play around with sfeikos. And you have to daven b'yechidus. You have to daven b'yechidus. Okay, I tell you. It's not optimal. Sometimes people have to daven b'yechidus. They have to. It's the money of Shulchan Aruch. Daven b'yechidus. Because it comes up sometimes. We try not to. Exactly. You can't daven. The large segment of Orthodox Judaism doesn't agree with that. Very large. As one chassid once told me, he says, Chassidim have Yerushalayim and the Lithuanians have Yerushkia. Right? They don't hold from it. They don't hold from it. They hold from Shkia, they hold from Shkia, they hold from Tosas and Shkia. They hold this an hour later. Rabbeinu Tam. They hold this an hour later. They're entitled to hold like that. They're just not holding to Mishnah Berurah, who is really the Rabban of Chaisel. But, Right. Because they hold on. The whole thing is all like Tosfos. No, the whole thing is right on top. It's nothing wrong with it. The only problem is that you can't pick and choose really when you want to hold Mishnah, when you don't want to hold it. You can't do that, right? So nobody else came along. Like Moshe didn't come along and say, no, it's okay. Shlomo Zalman didn't come along. Nobody else did that. So we have another issue. Well, Mr. Moshe wanted to give, or Moshe came along and said the X, Y, Z. So Moshe is also the rabbi. Right? You can hold it for Moshe, but no one else did that. So that's the problem. Okay. But the point is that even when it comes to here, Tosfos agreed that the first shkia is the, once you miss that deadline, you blew it. Chazanish points out something fascinating. Chazanish points out, you know, when it comes to eating a carbon, shkia is an irrelevancy. If I shech the carbon Monday, I'm allowed to eat it till Monday night, till when? Either al chatzos, al shachar. What about shkia? Didn't shkia come and ruin it? The answer is no. Right? Fascinating. When it comes to that, when it comes to achila, we ignore shkia. When it comes to the dam, shkia will ruin it. I understand. So it's a very fascinating thing. Very fascinating. We come to Achila world during. It's an interesting observation. So we're going to get to all that. Basically, it means the slaughtering and the sprinkling have to be together. That's what it means. Zvich is slaughtering, yeah. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Your question is going to be asked by the Gemara in different words. It's asking your question. We need this pasuk to teach me its own din. That what? That a shlomo is 2 days and one night. The Gemara says, well, MK, name a krub, yom zivcho yoho. Hikrivo lamali. What do you have to throw in the word hikrivo? Shmamina, yom shato zvech atamakriv. Maybe it means like this. If you bring the dam on Monday, then v'tachal basa idna ulamachar. Eat the meat Monday and Tuesday. The ikar of dam lamachar. But if you sprinkle the dam on Tuesday, then v'tachal basa lamachar liyom achorah. Then you can eat the carbon Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe that's what it means. So the Gemara says, no, don't think that. In Cain, name a krah, biyom ekrivo yochal zivcho. Zivcho lomali? Your question? Shramina, biyom shata zivech atam akrivo, biyom shieta ma zivech yetam akrivo. It must be the same day. Okay? Right. No, you know what it was. The shechita was like right before Shkia. And then at the shechita carbon tamid. So, okay, we'll do your down in 15 minutes. We'll get 15, we gotta bring the carbon tamid. And then Shkia came. So, you know, you can think of the case. Itmar, listen to this now. Itmar, Hamachashiv Laor Shlishi. So again, you check the carbon on a Monday. You need a Monday night, and Tuesday. What if you have pigle thoughts Tuesday night? So we would have thought, that's pigle. It's a machloka. Chizkiya Omar, Chizkiya says kosher, that's not pigle. The day, Rabbi Yochan Omar Puzzle. Chizki Amar Kosher. You know why it's Kosher? The hollow intact with Sreifa. Because Noser doesn't, the Chi of Noser, the Chi of to burn Noser, doesn't kick in till the morning. So this night, this Tuesday night, is like a quasi, everyone points out, you're not allowed to eat it. But there's no current. In quasi area. You can't eat it anymore. That's it, you blew it. Next question. What about an ochel or shlishi? What if you ate it? Chizkam are putter. Says Rashi, three words. Putter, mikarbon, shigigas, noser. You putter from a carbon if you did it by mistake. The medayik in Rashi, what if you did it on purpose? Maybe you'd not be putter. You only putter by mistake. Oh, you don't have to know, we won't make you bring a carbon. You did it for basis, you're going to be chayef noser. Fachil of noser. So why you putter though? I'm not ready for Sreifa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev. You're Chayev. You know why? Da inchile me'achila. Because you can't eat it anymore. You know what? Kind of kibbutz said to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is right. It's what we always thought all along. Kachim nechom liyom echad. If kachim can be eaten for one day, mechashim b'daman b'shtish kachama. When will the dam become puzzle if you have wrong machshavos? Shkia. U'b'bsaron and the meat. U'b'emurehen and the fat. That get burnt, Nishiala Mora Shachar, from dawn. Kachin Nechom Shnei Yamin V'layla Echad, Kachin Nechim for 2 days and one night. So again, what's the story with Pigle? Machashvin, when's the Machshav of the Pigle ruin? V'daman with the Dam, when? V'shkita Chama. V'mre B'shiala Mora Shachar. V'bsaron, Mishnishka Chama Shal Shnei Yamin. And the meat when? Shkia of the second day. What do you see? It goes by the night, not by the morning. Ah, you can't burn the nose until the morning. That doesn't have to do with that. Doesn't have to do with pickle. Oh, this can help like that. But that, we have a bride that doesn't support. That supports the Yochanan. Tana Rabbana, Yochel Yinechal or Shlishi. I would think that on a carbon shlomim, you could eat it on the second night. In other words, Monday you shecht it, so you have Monday night and Tuesday. I can get you a Kal v'chomer that you can eat it Tuesday night. That's the Kal v'chomer. But dinner is the Kal v'chomer. Zachem Nechal Liyom Echad. A zvachim can be eaten one day, b'zvachim nechom l'shneyom. Some zvachims are eaten 2 days. Ma zvachim nechom liyom echad. Just like a zvachim that's eaten one day. Lailach rehen, the night follows the day. Ah, so too. Zvachim nechom l'shneyomim, lailach rehen, the night should follow the day. Kashi Bethlehem, Monday night, Tuesday night. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, V'noser ad yom, v'od yom hu nechal, v'nechal ar shlishi. No way. Pasuk says, no way. Yachal Yisrof Miyad, I would think, in a two-day karbon, you have to burn it right away Tuesday night. V'dinu, after all, it's a kal v'chomer. Zvachem nechal liyom echad, v'zvachem nechal l'shneyom. Some are eating one day, some are eating 2 days. Ma zvachem nechal liyom echad. Take a v'lachil sreifa. Just like on a one-day carbon. Sreifa is immediately after the night. Azachan nechal l'shneyom, take off l'achila sreifa. So too, on a two-day carbon, the sreifa should be right away at night. Kabbalah b'yom shlishi b'eishi sarei, b'yom ha-tasarfo, b'tasarfo b'layla. No, so you burn it at the day, you don't burn it at night. Next Mishnah. It's the last Mishnah of the parak? I believe it is. Yes, it is. Last Mishnah of the sect of Perek Eid and Mum Makoman. Habachor, Habachor, Baha Meiser, and Meiser, Meiser Behema, Baha Pesach, and a carbon Pesach, Kodshe Kalim. Those are all Kodshe Kalim. Shchitasan Bechal Makom. You asked me that. Shchita could be anywhere where? Anywhere in the Ezara, not in the Ezra's Nashim. Ba'azara, in the Azara. Right? The Beperish Mishnah. Vidaman. Ton matana acha. The blood requires one application. Ubovad sheitez kineged hayisod. But it's got to be on a part of the mizbeach where there is a yisod. Shina ba'achilasan habachor. Shina achilasan. Now the eating here is different. Why? Habachor nechal lekahanim. A bachor can be eaten by kohanim. What kind of kohanim? Right? The machlokas. The machlokas is shown it. Can your wife eat it? Only male. That's the machlokas is shown it. What? I don't know. Shina Bachilasan. A bar nechal. Right? Fine. A bachar nechal. Yeah, but I'm not asking talking about that. I'm talking about can your wife eat it? Can your wife eat the carbon bachar? I understand. Ba meiser l'chol adam. Meiser can be eaten by anybody. Look at Rashi. Meiser b'chol adam. Shaloma tzinu lo b'torah shenitein l'kohen. We don't find anywhere in the Torah where it says that a kohen has to eat it. Okay? No. This is Meiser behema. It's Meiser behema. Says Rashi. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah a kohen has to eat it. Right? However, you'd be focused on showing about that. The Ritva says, what are you talking about? It's one of the Matnas Kahuna. How do I know it's one of the Matnas Kahuna? Because a Kohen doesn't give Maitre. A Kohen doesn't have to do it. Why does he have to do it? Because you don't have to give it to yourself. What do you see from here? What's Rashi talking about? Right? Well, the Mishnah says, Maitre's Cholabah. Says Rashi, the Baal. Even the Baal. Why? Who said a coin gets it? That's Ritva. Who said a coin gets it? Of course a coin gets it. Right? Apparently, everybody held. Rav Chananel, Rav Sanjigon, the Ritva, the Rajba, all held that the coin gets it. What does it mean to give it to any person? What it means was, you're not over anything if you eat it, but you have to give it to a coin. Unlike, let's say, Truma, which you're not allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat it. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to give it to a Kohen. Right. But you have to give it to a Kohen. That's your duty. Rashi says it's not your duty. So Machlok is Rishon. What? We're going to answer those in a minute. But Nechal and Bechal ear. You can eat it in the whole city. Right? Whole tumult. What? Why? What? Exactly. So the kasha from Rashi, right? Bechol Michael, you can eat it any way you want. L'shnei yamim v'layla echad, 2 days and one night. Okay, says Rashi. L'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Bechor, how do you know bechor can eat it for 2 days and one night? Bechor yalif la b'gemara. The bechor we're going to learn now. Meiser Lo yadana meheicha. Says Rashi, I don't know where you know that Ma'aseh could be eaten for 2 days. Amazing, Rashi does that. He lets you, by the way, I don't know. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't have to fight. But he goes out of his way to tell you, I don't know. Tosfot says, what does Rashi mean? He doesn't know. He does know. There's a truth from Rashi. Oh, the Gdei Rishava. But Rashi says, the black guy, I don't know. People say that today. No one says. Who says, I don't know? Right? They'll double talk you before they say they don't know. Right?
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you
can't. Exactly. So why do you have to write that? They'll just leave it blank. Why do you have to write that? Rashi doesn't comment every single word.
But maybe the idea was to be wrong.
No, he's not saying that. We'll get to another facet tomorrow. We'll get to the fascinating Rashi. So I need to say tomorrow. Anyway, HaPesach Eino Necho Ela B'Laila. It can only be eaten at night. The Eino Necho Ela Ad Chatos. It can only be eaten until Chatos. The Eino Necho Ela L'Benuyav. It can only be eaten with someone who has been cheshbened into the Karban Pesach. The Dan Necho Ela Tzli. It can only be eaten roasted. Okay? Ask Tosvos, why don't you say it can only be eaten with Masa and Maro? Tema. Listening nami de Eino Necho Ela Al Masu Morim. What? So what? There's a supposedly that you have to eat it as a chatos. So, three answers. You get three answers for this question. Vatiris Harav Chaim, the lo chashiv ela davar shekinegdo b'kachim. We only mention things that apply by other kachim. That's what Tosfos' first answer is. Which is why we go out of our way to say it has to be roasted. Because every other kavanah doesn't have to be roasted. Masa doesn't apply to other kavanahs. What about lemnuyav? It doesn't apply to any other carbon. So, v'ha chalak mehem bishar kachim nechal b'yom uvelayla ad hayom uvelchal adam v'chal ma'achal u'peis. Right, every other person, anybody can eat it, and whatever type of cookie. So, u'peisach ein nechal ela layla ad chatos ulemnuyav ulitzli. Right, I have to tell you all that because none of that applies to other kavanos. Inami, another answer. Lo tana matzah sumorim to ein ma'akten. What if you don't have matzah sumorim? You still eat the carbon pesach. I'm ma'akev. Inami, third answer. Lav mitzvah degufe. The matzah has nothing to do with the carbon. Yeah, it comes together. Three answers. Fascinating. Right? Fascinating. What? Similar answer. All right, we'll stop here up to the Gemara. We'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Mirza Hashem will finish the parak tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be 6 o'clock, because tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, so we'll dive at 6 o'clock, and Shachris will be 6:45.